Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
البدائية. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. Can you hear me? السلام عليكم. Can you hear me? This is Amin Mohammed. Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me? All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Can you come in?
All right, okay. So, been having a lot of trouble, huh?
Yeah, when...
What was they saying since you got here?
It hadn't gone off from yesterday. It was still on the second. For one thing, and it hadn't been scheduled for today as yet. So now it's up here. It's been scheduled, and I got in it first, and you were on, and then I had to go back out because they wouldn't let me. They said one host is already signed in, only one permitted. So then I had to go back out and call the 515, and now I'm in. I'm
okay.
On the guest number, and not the host.
Well, I got a call from Brother Shuja.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you hear from him?
No, I didn't hear from him at all, unless he's calling Akbar's number because Akbar's not here, but he's on his way. No. But, okay, I'll be on here if you want me to be on here until
okay,
9 o'clock, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, not unless you got a CD by email.
Yeah, I have that. That's what I said I was going to play it before, remember? Yeah, I got his CDs right here. So, and I got one by Brother Man Faircons, too. That was a big one from Chattanooga.
Ooh.
About Islamic view of God. Imam Farrakhan, my imam over here at Al Mu'minun, but he made this CD in Chattanooga when they had an affair there. But I got plenty about it, imam here. I played one.
Yeah, if you could do that.
Okay. All right. Hope this is not scratched.
Not unless you had a show. Did you have a show planned? You had something planned?
Well, there's nobody on here, first of all, except for me and you, and it is quarter to eight.
Well,
so
I got a call from Shuja asking me, is his sister's night? And, sometimes you never know who wants to go, and, anyway.
If he wants to go on, he can go on. If he wants to go on, he can go on, yeah, but I can do something. But what I do, just wait till something. I can go on now since you're on, or if you're going to get back off, then I just don't see no sense for me to be reading to myself or talking to myself. Only when I see somebody else come on that's going to be on, then I will continue to do, some reading from the Muslim Journal or some talking about the COVID problem, or can play a CD, like you said.
Okay. Yeah, just play the CD.
Thank you.
I'm going to try and sign a picture, but I'm going to put on call for the leading men, July 22nd, 2001. I'm going to put that one on. Or call for the leading sisters. Call for 100 leading sisters. Either one. Okay, I'll do the men first.
The following lecture titled Message to the Believing Men, Incredibly Powerful, was recorded at the Sharif Abdul Rahim Gymnasium in Atlanta, Georgia, July 22nd, the year 2001. The lecturer is Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear that?
Say we need more volume. We need more volume.
We need more volume.
There is only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and the peace be upon him. Yes, I discovered what I was speaking to the brothers about, that it makes them feel happy and enlightened.
Is that better?
Nothing.
Huh?
No.
It's not better? Well, I got it.
This is good.
No.
You know? That it was easier to talk to you. It was better to talk to you all. But see, it definitely was males. So as you know, our males have been wiped out almost. There were times when we had the spirit, as Imam Sabri mentioned, we had the spirit, to look a better life for ourselves. And it was passed down to us by our parents, grandparents, sometimes uncles, and sometimes a non-relative that would like us, just spoke to us. And they would like us, and they would give us the good advice and prepare us to survive and make progress in this world.
That better?
But that's better.
Yeah, hold on, better.
Okay.
Let's be saying Allah. For our life as individuals and as center, for our life as a community, it belongs to God. He is the owner of it. But we get the benefit from it. Keeps us living and helps us to confirm. After we have been through so, it helps us to confirm again and be new so on. Praise be to Allah. Back to the original. As I was sitting there wondering what I was going to say to you all, well, maybe I should give them no introduction of Imam W.D. Muhammad when he was called Minister Wallace D. Muhammad as a young man preaching in Chicago before my father sent me to Philadelphia. They asked me to speak to the fruit line. They said, Brother Minister Wallace, would you speak to the fruit? We need some motivation. And he motivated to steal this load. And he speaks to the truth. I said, oh, it's my Savior speaks to the truth. Yeah. And I don't know if Elam Ibrahim class I remember, but I took the subject and I compared the truth with a diamond. You remember that? With a diamond. And I made a point of saying that that product, what couldn't be made right away, diamond is a product that took long, long time to be made. And science tells us it starts with prehistoric animals dying, going back to the earth, and their bodies and all reserves being formed from their bodies, and coal eventually being formed. Coal. Some of you might not know what coal is. Coal is that light, something like those biscuits you barbecue it. But a little heavier and more solid. And before electricity and central heating and all that took over the method of heating our homes, most homes are heated by coal. Coal. Anyway, I told them that from the coal, for a period of millions of years, they say, the coal is compressed, more and more and more and more. And the coal becomes a diamond. You know something? In time, the coal becomes a diamond. And it's hard and durable. You can use this to cut steel. It'll cut almost anything. Use it to cut steel. Very hard and durable. Now, I don't know how old I was back then, but I was young. I was young. When I look back, I say, boy, I was deep to be so young. Yeah, I was philosophical. I can remember a time in my life that I was not philosophical, always philosophical. The point I was trying to make to the brothers was that we can do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wants you to be, the great people he wants you to be, overnight. It's going to take time. And the best things are made over a long period of time. The most precious things are made over a long period of time, not instantly. That's what I was trying to impress upon them. And that they should not be relatively weak or infirm, as Scripture says. They should want to be strong and firm, durable, and have the constitution to endure. Be durable and have the constitution to endure and to perform a job that benefits society. So that's what I was trying to impress upon them. Long after that, oh, must have been 20 years, maybe. At least 15 or 20 years later, Imam passed out. My father was getting old, getting weak, reminding us that we had to prepare to keep going when he's gone. And I had a dream, almost like a nightmare. And in this dream, some dreams, you know, are more lifelike than other dreams, more real life. This dream was very real life. It was in color. And here I am, all of a sudden, like dreams. I'm in a place like a wilderness. By wilderness, I mean an uncultivated place. And I'm walking in the open plain and trying to come to a big, huge pile of coal. Now, if any of you all seen coal, you know what I'm talking about. You know how a pile of coal looks, huge pile of coal looks. Big, huge pile of coal, like a mountain of coal. And this coal mountain of coal is in my way. I'm not being driven by conscious conscious awareness of where I should go. I'm being driven automatically, as if by a spirit, a compelling spirit. So the mountain is in my way. And I didn't have any way to go except that way. So I started to climb up the mountain. Now, even more cold. Imagine climbing up a mountain of those barbecue biscuits, cold biscuits, charcoal biscuits. You know what's going to happen. So I'm trying to climb up this coal. The coal is a little more solid, than the biscuits, those charcoal biscuits. But I'm climbing, and every step up looks like I lose more than 50% of my effort. I go up like this. When the cold rain is out, it gives me, it gives, and I come down like this. But gradually I'm going up. When I'm just coming down almost more than I'm going up with each step I take, I find it almost coming down as far as I stepped up with each step I took. So I finally got to the top of the, near the top. And I could not get to the top because every time I stepped up there, down, down, coming down. As I got near the top, it wouldn't support me. Top wouldn't support me to keep going up. So it was so vivid that it's so much like life. But not many things I went to my father with. I told my father about my dream. I said, Daddy, I said, I had a dream. I said, it was like real. And I told him. He listened to it. And he had no comment at the end when I finished. He didn't have any comment. And he said, after a while, looking at me, waiting for him to give me something, say something, he looked at me and he said, that's cold. That means something, son. I don't know, but that means something. That's all he said. So I figured it out on my own. He left it to me, so I figured it out. I said, these exact people. You want to grow up with the support of black people, brother, it's difficult. And if you want to get where you want to go, there's a big black mountain in your room. Your own folks, your own people are in your way. Because all of them want to get up. All of them want to get up. And if you try to get up with their support, oh, brother, you got it hard. But we've been fortunate. We have. We've been fortunate. In fact, I couldn't have had that dream if you weren't blessed. For a young son of Allah, my heart to have that dream is a blessing from God, from Allah. That I had a dream like that. I had another dream, too. I'll tell you one more, and then I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes and let you tell me something. Or ask me something. It's okay. If I have enough time, I answer your questions if you want to ask me some questions. I had another dream, real, just like that dream. And I never learned to swim. I always wanted to swim. Just then, I had a couple of lessons from my nephew. I have two nephews. I still have one. One died over in Saudi Arabia in Bhutan. Those guys, lifesavers. They had jobs as lifesavers, and they were swimmers, both of them. His brother, Muhammad Ali, we call him Esau too. Jesus, we call him Jesus. He's still living and in good shape and can swim. They used to start swimming from my father's house, 48, 47 Woodlawn. And they swim down to almost to Congress, near the loop, in Lake Michigan. So anyway, I had this dream. And it was the same as the dream of the coal. The dude stopped his new day and a so-so looked like a river, a so-so grass. And I'm just walking driven compulsively by some spirit to keep going in a certain direction. And in the distance, I see a beautiful pool. Beautiful pool, beautiful water, looks so pretty. So I start going toward this pool. Again, compulsively, as if I was just feeling inward to do that. And my mind wasn't making any decision for me. And as I came near to this pool, there was a man. And the pool had a wide edge on it, like cement. Nice cement. It was painted beautiful, just a beautiful pool. Painted or either marble or something. And this man was standing on this ledge of the pool. And he looked at me as though he knew I was coming, and he signaled to me without speaking to come to him. Without speaking, he signaled to me to come to him. So I came to him, and then he signaled to me again without speaking to watch him. No force, just signal. He signaled to me again to watch him. No gestures, no physical bodily gestures, anything. Just mental signal. A question coming from his mind to mine, or from his concern to mine. And he signaled me to watch him. So I put my eyes on him. And he stepped off of the ledge onto the water. And he began to move his feet like this. And he stayed on the surface of the water. And he went out in the center of the water, and he continued to do that. Then he signaled to me to come into the water. So I came into the water, and you know how dreams are. You don't know how you got your pants off, but now your pants are off, right? So my pants are off, and I'm in my shorts, and I'm on the water too, and I'm doing just what he did. And I was on top of the water. And that's how my dream ended. So I told my father that dream. And know my father said, he said, son, that means you're going to be a leader of people, and you're not going to fall. Praise be to Allah. I haven't found yet. But it tells us something else. That scripture also tells us in the same way with the picture. Scripture gives us picture and tells us things. It tells us that getting the support of people is not getting their physical support. Or their material support is getting them to support you with their soul. And if you can be held up by their souls, if their souls accept you to be supported upon their soul, you're the leader for them, and they're the support for you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Beautiful, beautiful, with great depth, great wisdom and great depth. But we thank Allah. The soul is like the psyche in psychology. The soul is like the psyche. Mm-hmm. And in mythology, the psyche is pictured as a person, but the psyche is also pictured as a body of water. A body of water. In Greek myth. Yes. So I thought I would share those with you all. But these things that I've experienced in my life, they have fed my mind and my soul. I just want to share that with you. Now, for a few minutes, let us look at the creation of man. Creation of man. The creation of man in religion, not in science or the secular world sciences, the creation of man in religion. In the Bible, the creation of man, the Bible says, the creation of man was from the dust of the earth, and there has not been any rain to fall. And God caused the rain to fall, and then from the man, from the earth. So man was made from dust, according to the Bible, Genesis. But in order to form him, there had to be rain to form him. And in the Quran, we're told that man is made from mud, mud. Well, the mud is the dry earth and the water, then, right? So it's not saying something different from what Genesis says. It's really saying the same thing, that God made man from the earth, but the earth having water with it or in it. That's what God formed man on. Now, you know the Quran takes a step further, and it goes back to, as the Bible, to the cave, to say something different now. Because man is made from clay. Clay, most clay has a reddish look, and that's why they chose clay, because look, before religion gave this idea, ancient myth had this idea that there was a potter who found clay, and he took the clay and he formed the shape of a man, made the shape of a man of clay. And somehow the man became animated and was a living person. So this is really an ancient myth before it was in religion. And religion was really taken from the ancient myth and speaking their wisdom, the religious wisdom, through the ancient myth, the ancient myth. Anyway, they made the claim. But then the Quran says not just claim, but clay that gives off sound. And the translator says sounding clay. Sounding clay. Clay that will make a ring. You hit it and it'll make a ringing sound. So what is that telling us, brother? It's telling us two things. Firstly, that all men are one life, one family life, one species, one family life. Blood refers to the blood. Blood is different by pigmentation color, but they're the same by blood color. All blood is red, even the blood of animals red. So that's why the blood is used. And the Bible makes a big thing of this. The Bible says, and the life of the body is the blood. This is in the Bible. The blood, the life of the body is the blood. And you hear the expression, the blood of your life blood. Life blood. So this is in the scripture. Now, getting back to the clay that makes sound, ringing sound. This in the Quran is really to question what the religious people before Islam or before the Quran. So yes, you're saying that man is made of clay. Man is made to be shaped. Man is made to be formed. Man is impressionable. Human beings are impressionable. They are easily formed and influenced, that their shape and their form can be influenced. Impressionable, that's exactly what it means. If you know the word in the dictionary, impressionable. Human life is impressionable, that's all it says. And it says, man is made of clay. But the Quran comes back and says, sounding clay. Sounding clay goes back to the clay of the myth, the Greek myth. It's the clay that the potter makes, and then he puts it in fire, to dry it out and harden it, so it keeps its shape. So what Allah said in the Quran, and he was going to us through Muhammad, is that, yes, human life is impressionable, but human life is also discipline. And once it finds a discipline that's for it, it will become fixed in that discipline. It will become rigid, and you can't take it out of its form without destroying it. That's what it says. But better than that, it means for you become a person formed by conviction. if it's the right conviction, if you're being formed by God, the one who created you, if it's the right conviction, you won't only respond, but you'll be able to respond with sound. With sound. And it is to say that man is impressionable, yes, in his development, he's impressionable, like fresh curry. But he has also the nature to harden and hold his form and resist anyone trying to change his form. And when he becomes like that, he also gives up style. So he does that a lot. There's a first place, a thumb, and the impression is left. Because the product says, you do something with that, something back. It responds to the sound to what you did. Yeah. And it can even be made an instrument, a horn or whatever. Yeah, made into an instrument. So it's a great beauty just to look at what God is saying about our creation and how he progresses our creation, how he made our life to progress from one form to another. And in Arabic language, clay is puffy. And the same as TFL, heavy TFL. And baby is puffy. The same TFL. The only thing changed is the short sign, kasra, on the T instead of the top, the fatha, on the semi top. So the one little dash sign changes baby to clay or clay back to baby. This is puffy. So when God says the man was made from clay, he knows he was made infant like a baby. And babies are expect to be influenced by their mothers or whoever they put in charge to care for them. Whoever's charge they're put into to care for them, they're just open to be influenced. However, that parent or guardian wants to have them influenced. And they'll come up just like they're until they get so old. Then they start burning and clay gets hard. It's pretty soon it's going to be anywhere near it. And it'll really give you a sound back, too. But God wants us to know that we are one life, one family. And that he unites us by the power of our heart. By the influence, nature, and power of our heart. He brought man and woman together. By the power and influence and nature of their heart. And he made one human family of many descendants, descending from one parent. So, brothers, when Mr. Farad taught my father that we are the original man, he was taking us back to origin and doing it in a very wise way, because we were the dissatisfied. We were not the satisfied of the African-American people, or the satisfied of the Negroes or the blacks, so-called Negroes or the blacks. We were the dissatisfied. He didn't appeal to the satisfied. He only appealed to the dissatisfied. And he was taking us by a marvelous route to get us to come back home to our original nature, to our original selves. And even though this world had made us think of ourselves as Negroes and inferior, as black and inferior, he wanted us to come back to our original self, the original man. And who is your own self? And who is my own self? My own self is a righteousness. For a black man, my own self is a righteous Muslim. We knew that if we identified as Muslim and accepted to come back to our original innocence and purity and righteousness that God created us with when he made us babies from our mother, that we would be in a good situation to come to our manhood one day that God created us for. I don't know what you all think when you look at me, when I look at the picture, if myself in the mirror or picture me, I see a man. God has made me a man. And all of you all who believe, like you should believe in him, you're no more boys, you're men. And if the white man heal your spirit or heal your mind, she will bear witness to. Ain't no boys no more. He's a man. He's a man. That's all I wanted to say to you. If you accept that, you can do the rest by yourself. All right, I'll be right back. Get your questions together. I'll be right back. I've got about 2 gallons of spirit in this hot water. I've got to go, brother. I'll be right back. If you decide to do exactly what you're doing, go into the next thing on the agenda, and that's eating. And this is to the view for duty. So I'm going to move out, and I got to get a plane to the thing, so I only have a few minutes. But if there's somebody who wants to make a comment, a statement, or ask a question, please let me know and please, yeah. I saw a hand back here first, all the way up. Can you come here quickly? Yes, the sisters program, they had the sisters come up when they want, and it helps a lot. It helps. It's very good. Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Imam Muhammad, the question that I have is, with the three major religions, Muslims, the Christians, and the Jews, we know the Jews have the horn that they make for their sound of call. The Christians have the bell. The Muslims have the voice. Can you explain, elaborate on why the horn and the bell?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The Jews, in the history of the people of the book, they were first before the Christians. And the Jews were like, they were people who needed the Spirit of God to come into them so they could be directed to their contract with God or covenant with God. And the Christians were not the Christians, but the people who converted to Christianity. They were a people formed and ready to receive God, but already spiritual, having spirit, already having spirit. And God chose to inspire the Jews to have it at Mount Sinai. Moses went up to Mount Sinai. And the Mount Sinai is called Kodesh Sinai. And it is a reference to spirit, to spirit. So the Jews were brought to go seek God, to have a covenant with him, by spirit. The Jews also became Christians. But the real Christians are not the Jews who carried Christianity to those who became Christians, but the Christians When we think of Christians, we think of Europeans who accepted Christianity. They were the first to accept Christianity. Europeans, the Greeks, and the Romans, and other Europeans embraced Christianity. And they were a people who had to get Christianity, not direct by inspiration of spirit from God. They had to get it from the sound of the word. And we have the expression now, room. That word has a room, a familiar room. So they had to get it from the sound of the word. And Muslims were not to be in an evil situation where we had to first to find God and get a spirit in us to find God. I mean, this is the world, not just blacks. This is the world, the people. I should say people. At the time of Islam, the revealing of Islam, they were in a state where they people knew the spirit of God in them, the spirit of God in them. The world had much of the spirit of God in it. But the world was not in the right state. And the Christians had already engaged the word and tried to get the message. The sound means the message in the word. So the children of the bell, let's see how I go out telling these things. No, this is for your benefit. You don't want to make others feel uncomfortable. Say, where you get that? That's not true. For a place, you know. The church has a ringing bell. That ringing bell is still there preserving that idea of them as a people who had to get guidance from listening to sound. If I had more time, I could show you. I could tell you exactly how this works. The sound of the word, just like I told you, Tiffany and Stephanie, they're similar. So you can listen to the sound, Tiffany, Stephanie. The sound itself tells you that there's common connection here. There's a connection here for these two. Well, they listen to words and they found connections. For the truth, I wish I had the time. You'd be surprised. This language is universal. It's not limited to any one language. And if I had the time, I could convince you to be intelligent and so rational. I could convince you that what I'm saying is true. The language is universal, and the sound will connect meaning to you. Not all the time, but many words have sounds similar to another word, and it will so happen at certain times, at a certain situation, it will so happen that sound, that common sound, reveals something to you. So you get the help from the two words. You get the help from the meaning of this word. You get the help from the meaning of from this other word that sounds like this, how the sound is similar. Then you get help from that, and the meaning will come to tell you to reveal something that was hidden when those words were separate and the sounds hadn't, the common sounds hadn't brought those words together. I hope you're following what I'm saying. Now, Allah didn't want us to struggle like that. The Christian leaders, they were 300 years trying to sell an argument, reading scripture, and they were blessed to be helped by the sound. 300 years before they came to a conclusion. And when they came to a conclusion, they came to the wrong conclusion. They had a majority that had come to the wrong conclusion. The Eastern Church did not accept the conclusion that they came to. The Eastern Church is still over there, still in the Middle East, and does not accept yet the conclusion that they came to about the two natures of Jesus Christ. They didn't agree yet. But they were studying the signs, trying to learn what is the nature of divine, what is the nature of man. What is man's nature? What is God's nature? What is the nature of man? What is divine nature? So, but these sophists, they were starting finally to come to increase. Yes. Now, he mentioned that we don't have the horn, the river, and we don't have our trumpet, and we don't have the bell. But But we must have a human being. The narrator is the first one giving the call in the gift of human voice. Hayya ala salah. Allahu Akbar first. Allahu Akbar then. Just filling in. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. And so it's a human voice. A human voice it is. What does that tell us? It tells us he's going to a quick conclusion from God. When I do this, God has evolved man, and he has aided man onto the path of his progress or evolution with his spirit. First his spirit, then his word, and then the man speaks. Peace, that's what I read. Be sure to join us next time for the National Public Broadcast and Dr. Dean Mahoney. Muslim American Society Network. For more on the ministry of the man, Dr. Dean Mahoney, call 1-708-798-6653. All right, Post Office Box 261, Calumet City, Illinois, 6049. For Muslim Jones, see local distributor. All right, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Said what now? I went to the bathroom. I thought you saw me when I got up. And the tape was going off. I couldn't wait until the tape went off. I had an emergency. They want to know what happened to the talk. Who? Who? The CD went off, yeah. So what is it saying? Well, it's time for it all. It was the ending of it. So what did you tell them? I could have prayed or something, you know. I just had to go to the bathroom emergency. Give it all the way from the seat to the bathroom.
You know, they can use your telephone.
On my phone?
Yeah.
Well, I still had to go to the bathroom. And you could have come in here. Could have come in here and say something while I was there. You saw me get up and go to the bathroom. Could have helped me out.
Hello? Hi, Assalamu Alaikum. I apologize. I had to make a mad dash to a very, very important spot that I had to go into. And while I was there, preparing myself to come out of there, the tape went off. The CD went off. It's time for it to go off. So I was thinking maybe I had no help. But since I didn't, I see everybody's still on. Well, there's Brother Amin on, and there's Brother, there's Sister Lala right there, it looks like. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Well, they must not be hearing me. I'm not hearing anybody. My mic is, I'm not on mute, and they're not on mute either, so they just don't want to say anything. If I have any questions, could you just go on and speak on them or ask questions or contribute something to what you just heard? And that was Imam W. Muhammad speaking with the brother. Let me get it out of here. Brother Imam W. Muhammad was a call for the believing men, July the 22nd, 2001, in Atlanta, Georgia. A call for the believing men, July 22nd, 2001. It was done in Atlanta, Georgia. He also has one for a call for believing women. 100 women, it says. He has another one here for a call for 100 women. So, if anybody has anything to contribute to that, since we only have about 8 minutes, or we can go on, and Sister Haja Lala, if you want to give us a poem or two, or a reading or two, then we can just close out. And inshallah, the next time I'm on Tuesday, I have Imam W.D. Muhammad CD, inshallah, if we don't have too many people on, because at first it was only just Brother Amin and myself. And so now it's Brother Amin on, myself and you.
Sister Lala, Haja Lala. So, did you want to give us a poem or reading, Sister Lala? I guess not. Maybe waiting for the next show to come on afterwards. Maybe. Okay. Well, I'll go on and I'll close out so the other show can come on after me. And inshallah, on Tuesday when I come on, I'll be ready. It's saying Imam W.D. Muhammad on Muhammad and Jesus. Imam W.D. Muhammad on Muhammad and Jesus. And it should, that is, if I don't have any highlights of current events of what's going on, then I will put that one on. Okay, well, I'll just close out. Udhu billahi min shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. Walid-o-leen. I mean. Well, I'll greet all of you, you know, with As-salamu alaykum. I see Brother Sujab was on and he dropped. But that's on somebody different that's been on. Okay. But anyway, someone has something to say now? Brother Amin, is that you?
No.
Okay. Sister Lala, I did just do the Fatiha to close, because I figure your program is, it's in time for your program, right, Brother Amin? How do I do this? Do I close out?
Just close out. Just close out, please.
Close all out. Okay, then. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.